Yesterday, I was at the media stand for the opening mass on Copacabana Beach, and the atmosphere was overwhelming and just so electric. As we headed down Copacabana Beach towards the stage, we saw how universal the church really is, with all the different languages and flags on display. We encountered the love and friendship of other pilgrims who wanted to take photos together, swap national pilgrim souvenirs, hug each other, and just share the excitement of being there. We got to the press box early, and the view from the veranda was amazing. There was a blaze of flags along the beach as far as the eye could see, with hundreds of thousands of pilgrims from all over the world united together celebrating. We watched as darkness fell, and surrounded by palm trees and mountains, the stage just lit up in bright purple, then glowing blue and changing colours. The music was exquisite, a mixture of glorious choirs and musicians that got the crowds dancing. At moments, it was like a nightclub, with the stage lights flashing to the beat of the music. Being in Rio is magical. We are experiencing what the church in Latin America is like. The Archbishop of Rio, Orani Tempesta, said the Mass and gave a truly moving speech. Although I don't speak Portuguese, I was luckily sitting with George, a fellow pilgrim, who translated it for me, so I was able to understand. He said, "This city is so beautiful, but you make it even more beautiful with your presence here. Our parishes, schools, families and volunteers are ours, but our homes at this moment are your homes as well, so be welcome." And then later he said, "You are the new world generation. Lead the world into unity and peace. Show that the new world is possible and can only be found in Christ. You are a sign to the world." As I looked at the thousands of different flags on the beach, I saw how true it is that we are a sign of unity and peace to the world and the media. I felt a profound sense of love, being at home, and oneness. This unity was also reflected in the rosary that was prayed in different languages from the stage. The five decades were prayed in Swiss German, Zulu, Mandarin, Portuguese, and English. I'm looking forward to these coming days, but I haven't come to Brazil with expectations. I'm enjoying every moment, and I know that the events with the Pope will be even better.